الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A few things come to my mind. First thing is the issue that one of the brothers raised, that there's been a number of unexpected deaths recently. In our Ravayat, you know, there it's mentioned, the Ahmed, the Ahlul Bayt, have told us that there are two types of ajal. There are two types of ajal. And ajal means the end of life, when you're supposed to leave this world. One is al-ajal al-muhallaq, which is the indeterminate terminus, the indeterminate term. The other is al-ajal al-musamma, or al-ajal al-mahtum, the definite terminus of life, the definite end of life. And in the rawayat we have, it's been specified that most people die due to their ajal al-mu'allaq, not their ajal al-musamma. In other words, 90% of the people, if they lived a healthy, I mean spiritually mainly, both materially and spiritually, if they lived a healthy life, they would live a very long life. Okay. But due to certain factors, most people end up dying early, and there are certain things that cause people to die due to ajala mu'allaq. One factor for prolonging life, and we should always have in mind that prolonging life is for being able to do ibadah, okay, to improve our spiritual well-being, to be able to live a full spiritual life in this world before passing away. Okay, one of the ways to achieve a long life, okay, is taqwa. That's the general thing. The other is giving sadaqah a lot, which we shouldn't forget. You know, living in America, assalamu alaikum. Giving sadaqah a lot to people, especially to the Shia, to the mu'mineen. Not especially, exclusively. I mean, you can give sadaqah to other people, but that will be mainly for ta'lif qulub, not for sadaqah itself, for the cause of sadaqah. That's one thing. Another thing that has been especially mentioned in our rawayat for prolonging life is being kind to one's parents. That's another thing that in the West, unfortunately, due to the way of life that they have here, that's a lot of times neglected. Being kind to one's parents, and avoiding their displeasure. Avoiding their displeasure. You know, both Sayyid Sistani and Sayyid Khamenei say that you don't have to follow the orders of your father. Okay? In other words, Shari'i-wise, it's not obligatory for you to follow after, you know, reaching the age of taklif. It's not obligatory for you to follow the orders of your parents. Okay? Nevertheless, it's wajib to be kind to them. And it's wajib to try your best to secure their pleasure, and making them upset for no reason, for no good reason, and failing to secure their pleasure is one of the causes, one of the major causes, and dying from ajal mu'allaq rather than ajal musamma. So that's because of that point, because this point was raised, that a lot of the brothers, God forbid, I'm not accusing the others. There are many other causes that play, that relate to this factor. But I just want to, these are things that are, that the factors that I just mentioned are the ones that are more effectual in relation to the larger community. We should, inshallah, consider these points to be able to live a longer life. Another thing that we should have in mind, and this is to the benefit of the deceased, is that for most people, and this is one of the adab of burying mu'mineen, for most people, The first night of death is the most difficult. Okay, because instead of being weaned off from their material life, from their bodily life, they're all of a sudden ripped out of their bodies. For most people, that's how it is. For most people. So the hardest, the most difficult night, the hardest time for the deceased is the first night. And brothers and sisters, remember that one of the sunan of God, one of the norms of God, is that however way you treat others, you will be treated the same way. So although what I'm saying is to the benefit of the deceased, but if you make it a habit of inshallah try to perform this, that ensures that others will do the same for us. So what we should do is that when the person has passed away, we should perform what in Farsi is called namaz of ahshat, the prayer of fright, of fear. That's what the name of Farsi. Or salatul hidiyah, and hidiyah for the mayyit. That helps him a lot. And this has been related from the Ahlul Bayt. And that's a blessing that you guys, that you send them by praying this prayer for them, and also giving sadaqat on their behalf. That also helps them a lot. You're being kind to them, and inshallah, in turn, other people will be kind to you when, after inshallah, long life, you pass away. And this salat is 2 rak'at. Both rak'atayn have hamd. The first rak'at after hamd, you read ayatul kursi, and then the second rak'at, you read 10 and na anzallah. All right. So inshallah, keep that in mind when you're, if God forbid, your relatives or close ones, or mu'min, you pass away. It's really good to do this prayer. It's really good to give sadaqat on their behalf. Keep that in mind, inshallah ta'ala. That's the second thing that came to my mind to say in the context of the place where we are. The third thing that we should, a very important thing that we should keep in mind, and the third point that came to my mind to say, is relates to the hadith, the very famous hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is, قال رسول الله كفى بالموت واعظا, which some of the brothers mentioned yesterday. I don't know what context or what relation it was. كفى بالموت واعظا. Ayatollah Khushbakht was asked on a number of times regarding in our riwayat, it's been encouraged a lot to go to participate in the burial ceremony of the mu'mineen and do fatiha for them and go to the graves and stuff. And whenever he was asked this question, he would smile and say, when the Ahlul Bayt said that, they meant, or the greatest benefit that we derive from that is for ourselves, not for the deceased. By seeing the deceased, by seeing the person that has now died away, that is a reminder, a stark reminder for us, that we should be careful, that we should observe taqwa. That we should observe taqwa. Taqwa is the most important thing, brothers and sisters, that we must always keep in mind. And that it's the greatest preparation for death. It's the greatest preparation for death. And it's very simple. At least defining it is very simple. It's to refrain from muharramat and performing your wajibat. That's the basic meaning of taqwa. Performing wajibat, refraining from muharramat. And 100% guarantee that if we succeed in doing taqwa, not, we don't need to do mustahabbat or anything else. If we succeed in doing taqwa, that will definitely ensure our felicity and our bliss in the hereafter. As Shias, sometimes we deceive ourselves. Okay, we're Shia, you know, the Ahlul Bayt are going to step in for us, you know, they're going to intercede for us. That's true to some extent, but the major part of this is just, it's an illusion, it's a delusion. Because there are a number of rawayat from the Ahlul Bayt that specify explicitly, in a very strong terms, that حُبُّ آلِ مُحَمَّدِ اللَّهُمَّ صَلَّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ وَعَلَى مُحَمَّدِ is absolutely useless if you do not observe taqwa. Absolutely useless. So as Sayyid Khamenei said a couple of weeks ago, taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. That's the key to everything, both comfort in this world and also well-being in the hereafter. We ask God by the right of the Ahlul Bayt. We ask God by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, by the right of the 14 infallibles, that He will help us observe taqwa. Honestly and sincerely, God, please give us the tawfiq of observing taqwa. When we are alone and also when we're in public, inshallah. Please recite a salawat.